Hello and welcome to the Slow Bible podcast. I'm really pleased you could join me today. We're praying with some verses from John chapter 14, where Jesus promises the coming of the Holy Spirit. As we enter prayer now, I invite us to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Word of God. Whatever it is you do, to pause and become still, to refocus your scattered senses on God, and to become aware of the gift of God's loving presence with us. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, you're here. Thank you. Would you open up our awareness of your presence with us so our ears and hearts can fully hear and receive the living word of God. I invite us to pray with a scripture from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. And we'll pray with this scripture using the prayer method, Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture three times. The first time, I'm just going to read the passage so we become familiar with it. And then the second and third time, I'll invite you to listen out for something particular. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counsellor, or comforter, or encourager, or advocate, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. This time, as you listen for a word or phrase that really stands out for you. What might God be offering you today with these words? So this is Jesus speaking. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counsellor, comforter, encourager, advocate, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. I invite you to spend a few moments reflecting on that word or phrase. What might God be offering you in this moment? read the passage for a third and final time. This time, as you listen, listen for an invitation or something to discover. What's the Lord inviting you to know, to do, or to become today? This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, or comforter, encourager, or advocate, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. I invite you to listen especially for God's invitation. I invite you to take some time to respond to God. Speak to God as you would a friend from your heart. Take this opportunity to share in an intimate conversation with God. And now I invite you to simply rest. Sit quietly in God's presence. Rest in God's love. And simply receive from God. Father God, we thank you for your words of life to each of us today. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who will never leave us, who leads us into all truth. And I thank you because Jesus left his disciples. Holy Spirit could then come and live within us. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.